Isaiah chapter 2. We begin our study today in verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. The day is coming when God will be the judge of all nations. And one of the things he will do is bring peace. God will establish peace among all nations. People are finally going to get along. People will respect God. And because they will respect him, they will respect each other. Verse 6, Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with customs from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of foreigners. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. God's people had refused to repent of their sins. They weren't interested in spiritual things. They wanted to be like all the other nations who didn't know God. They wanted to follow the same interest and customs as the world. They wanted to live for things instead of for God. Verse 8, Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. The Israelites had a bad habit. They were in the habit of taking blocks of wood and carving them into so-called gods and worshiping them. There is no limit to the foolishness of one who rejects the word of God, but worshiping a chunk of wood is really pushing it. Verse 9, And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself, therefore forgive them not. The Israelites were full of sinful pride. They didn't care about being the living witnesses of God that he had called them to be. They did not care about being living testimonies to the reality of Almighty God before the lost world. And they didn't think they needed God either. They didn't think they were accountable to God. But the Lord said that they would be brought low. They will answer to him. 10. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. And when judgment hits, there will be no place to hide and there will be no escape from the wrath of God. They can go into caves if they want to, but it's not going to hide them. God knows where they are. 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one who is proud and lofty, and upon every one who is lifted up, and he shall be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, one day all the proud people of the world will know that God is God and that Jesus is Lord. They will know that God demands their obedience and they will acknowledge that he deserves it. 14. And upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fortified wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant pictures. And these are all things that man either uses or builds for protection. But they are weak when compared to God. 17. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the caves of the rocks and into the holes of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. And it says in verse 20, in that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, all the so-called gods which man has devised to trust in or to pray to, will one day be exposed as worthless. And those who look to anyone or anything other than God for security and for eternal refuge will know that they have been foolish. 21. To go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. And God did shake the earth. He brought a terrible earthquake to that area, and it was one that they remembered for a long time. 22. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? In other words, it doesn't make a lot of sense to put your trust in people. That is, it's not very smart to make a human being the foundation of your life. People are fragile. People are a heartbeat away from death. The only sure foundation is God. He never goes away. He never changes. He is always good. He is the one sure foundation that we can build our lives on. Next time, chapter 3. Until then, so long, everyone.